Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So
let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, Monday, September 26th. Monday, September the 26th of 2016. The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're doing another intro to the series entitled Christ Consciousness, because this is the foundation of everything that I do, and this is probably the most, or one of the most, in fact, when we talk about foundational stuff and we talk about the basics, we talk about under, over, and understanding, you know, the importance of being real and being authentic. This one is probably at the very top, because when everything that we do and everything that we talk about, being you and talking about you is the most important thing. And so when we're talking about Christ, we're talking about you, because when we have seen the Father, when you have seen me, I should say, you have seen the Father. So that is one of the things that Yahushua said. And so when we talk about this ideal, you know, we live in a world that is, man, it's crazy, because the world that we live in is like upside down right now. Because everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on in society today is very, very mind-numbing, for lack of a better term. And so this idea, the number of churches that's inside of the world today, with the number of religions that are in the world today, when we talk about love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, and all of the attributes that make up the ideal of Christ consciousness. And for this next series, again, that I may end up moving back. I don't know. Response has not been too great, but we'll see how it goes. We were planning on starting it on Wednesday. I may actually move the series back to October the 1st to give people a little bit more time to see if they want to participate. And then if we don't get a better response, then I'll just pigeonhole this one. Like we did the last one, because again, the goal is not to just be doing shows to be doing shows, but the goal is obviously to help people, and so to be able to get us to the next level, because whatever environment that you go into, you should be able to increase the mood or the vibration of that environment, but you have to be able to increase the mood or the environment of your own vibration first. That's what Christ consciousness is. Christ consciousness is recognizing, Christ consciousness is utilizing, Christ consciousness is having the ability to actually be able to bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. And if it is not of God, to be able to remove that, to be able to remove it. That's Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness is really quantum consciousness. But quantum consciousness is a word that's even more flamboyant than Christ consciousness. So you think Christ consciousness is a dangerous word? Well, try quantum consciousness. Quantum consciousness is really what this is. But if you say quantum consciousness, you pretty much lose 90% of your audience. And so we have to speak the language. So people ask me all the time, why do I use the word Christ or Jesus? Because a lot of people get upset by that term or that phrase. Try using the phrase or the word quantum. Because look at the word quantum physics. Because quantum, again, is just the amount of a physical entity involved in the interaction, or the amount of spirituality that is used by physicality to manifest our reality. Quantum is the amount of physicality that is used to manifest our spirituality. Let me say that again. So Christ consciousness is quantum consciousness. So Christ consciousness is the amount of Christ or the amount of spirituality that you need to make physical world mold or shape. This is called programmable matter. So how do you program mass or matter? Right now you have that ability. You have the ability to program mass or matter. But the only reason that you're not programming mass or matter is because you don't believe you have the ability to program mass or matter. That's Christ consciousness. So Christ consciousness is the understanding that you have the ability to program mass or matter. But that programming of the mass or matter that comes from three things that you have to have to program mass or matter. You got to have clarity. You got to know what matter you want to program. So you're just saying that you want to program matter, but you don't understand how to program matter, and what is the essence, what is the foundational thing, if you will, that programs mass and matter? Well, that is, again, attitude of appreciation. So your attitude determines your altitude. That means love. So when we talk about love, brothers and sisters, we talk about a lot of things. But the frequency of love is the most powerful frequency of love. So love focuses on faith, hope, and love, but something is love. But there's a problem. The primary thing is Christ. That someone would agree with him that he is it. Christ or God is love. That means that if you are in love, you are in Christ. And when we talk about that, we are talking about the fact that God is love because God is Christ or Christ is God. And it is this understanding, my brothers and sisters, if you can wrap your brain around it, then everything starts to make sense. The light starts to come on. Because without that ability to understand that one sentence, what sentence? You can be in Christ until you be in love. So let me say that again. I don't really know if you got the depth of what was just stated. So Christ consciousness is love consciousness. So if you can understand what that means, it's just, now again, this requires you to slow down just a little bit. Because if you don't slow down just a little bit, then you're going to miss it. So God is love. He didn't create it. He is it. So think for just a moment. This requires you to put on your analytical thinking just for a moment. This is just an introduction. That is why this series is so dangerous. Because if you really think about this series, it'll change your entire worldview. So if God is love, if he didn't create it, so if I say I love, that means I guard you, or guard you, protect you, provide for you. So when you say I love you, love is God, you're saying that I am going to be God to you. Now, don't confuse the statement. Please look past the words and look at the intention. Because every word is only made up of its intention. So if you make that statement to someone, what are you saying to that person? Because that's Christ consciousness. Racism is impossible. It's impossible for the current events that are going on in the world today to exist by so-called, because everybody's a part of the Ku Klux Klan, they're all Christians. They carry Bibles just like everybody's part of the Black Panther Party. That's a cookie blower. The Quran talks about Christ. It came out of Christ. They say Christ is, you know, he's a good teacher. But yet, for the Noahide laws and everything else stuff, they believe the same thing. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. Because there's a lot of people running around talking about Christ consciousness. That's not the same thing I'm talking about. I'm not talking about this new age version of Christ consciousness that's just, you know, warm, fuzzy feelings. That's not Christ consciousness. See, the Bible says that before you can love anyone else, you know, you have to love yourself, meaning how can you love God who you have not seen? That's what it says in 1 John 4:20. If any man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? John 13:35 says, by this all men we know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. And so Christ consciousness is love consciousness. Love consciousness is quantum consciousness. Because love is the only thing that transcends time. Love is quantum mechanics. So quantum mechanics is quantum physics. It's the quantum theory. It's the quantum field theory, which states that everything exists and it doesn't exist at the same thing, at the same time. This is called quantumization. And if you can understand the definition of quantum, because it goes beyond the human capacity or the human brain, the brain cannot comprehend multiplicity. It doesn't register because we live in a world of duality. We live in a world that says, I cannot be in San Antonio and New York at the same time. That's the world that we live in. But the real world is a multiple. It's a multiple dimension. In the real world, in the quantum world, it allows for particles of atoms to exist in multiple places at multiple times, and they are solidified and they manifest based on the intention, based on the clarity, based on the discipline that the person that is observing this field. You are a field. You are a single column of waveform energy. You exist to the degree that you are being observed. The problem is that we look for observers outside of ourselves. That's what I've been doing all of my life. So I've been wanting people to observe me. How are Hollywood movie stars classified as a star? What makes a movie star a star? The more observers they have. The thing that makes someone a star is the number of observers they have. The number of quote-unquote followers they have, the number of social media hits, the number of people that go to the movie. If you are a movie star and you have a concert and five people show up, you are not considered a star. If you make a movie and it doesn't gross X amount of dollars, you are not a movie star. So the thing that makes us exist is the ability for a group of other entities, people, to observe us. And so to the degree that you observe yourself is to the degree that you materialize yourself. So Christ consciousness is the degree that you observe the Christ in you, and that manifests the Christ in you, that Christ being love. So because you have all of these other entities that are called emotions that are fighting for your attention. And so if you give your attention to these other entities, these other energies in motion that we call emotion, you will manifest those entities, and you won't manifest the love entity. So there's a group of entities fighting for your observation. That's the only way they can exist. I don't know if you understand. Let me make sure I break it down for you. So the big G put little G's down here to watch you. In the Helios Biblius, they're called the watchers. So the watchers watch you. That's the only way you exist. If the watchers are not watching you, then you disappear. The observer determines what is observed. So the watchers watch you until you learn how to watch yourself, and then you don't need them anymore. Some of us never learn. So then we don't exist anymore. So how do I know you watching you? Well, do you watch what you eat? Do you watch what you wear? Do you watch where you go? Do you watch who you talk to? Do you watch what movie you listen to? Do you watch what food goes in your body? Do you watch what type of exercise routine you do? Do you watch who you're in a relationship with? Do you watch who you hang out with? So you ain't watching you, so you don't exist. So Christ consciousness is not in this metaphysical mumbo-jumbo that all these other people are talking about. It's not no pie in the sky. Christ consciousness is physicality, brother. Christ consciousness is what you are, the result of what you are feeling, that is the result of what you are thinking. So if you ain't thinking nothing, you ain't feeling nothing, so you ain't doing nothing, therefore you don't exist. So Christ consciousness starts with self-consciousness. Christ consciousness starts with the foundation of identifying that in me, that is, in my flesh dwells no good thing. So I don't dwell on my flesh. Christ consciousness is the ability to see the silver lining in a gray cloud. Christ consciousness is to see through the poop soup. You are a diamond encased in shiznit. That's Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness is the ability to see through the poop. And see, consciousness, my sister, is the ability to see that God has placed in me the measure of faith. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. So there's something in you that if I can find it, then I can manifest it. If I can put all of my attention on that, I don't want to put no attention on my flesh. I want to put my attention on that treasure that's hidden inside of me. See, you have a treasure hidden inside of you, brother. It's called a soul. It's your mind. It's your will. It's your emotion. It's your imagination. It's your intellect. So this series is about teaching you how to remove all the poop, remove all the flesh. So number one, clarity. Number one. That's what this series is about. This series is about personalized learning. You can't learn like me, brother. I can't learn like you, nor do I want to, and nor should you want to learn like me. You, my brothers and sisters, it's not your responsibility to make someone else happy. That's not your job. It's not your job to live your life trying to make other people happy. Your job, my brother and sister, is to treat people the way that you. It is their job to maintain the mental disposition that make themselves happy. You're not put on earth to be somebody's entertainer. You're not here to be somebody's dancing monkey. You're not here to jump around and say, oh, I'm sad, and you start clipping, they call you and you jump. You're not a hoop jumper. You have dominion. You're royalty. You are king's kid. You are a royal priest. You're a holy nation. You're not down here to be a trained monkey. So stop acting like one. You got a brain, so you got to use it. But how do we use it? Because nobody taught us. Nobody taught me how to use my brain. So I did it. So we have to go back and we have to establish personalized learning that develops clarity of purpose. Because that's the second thing. This personalized learning. See, you're learning, but you're learning the wrong way. You can't learn like me, brother. You can't learn like the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You can't learn like your neighbor. You can't learn like your wife. Your learning is so unique, it's just like your fingerprint. But that takes time for you to fall in love with yourself so you know how you learn. So Christ consciousness is self-consciousness, but not the flesh self, the Christ self. And so if you can wrap your brain around this, what this means is your job is to simply love other people the same way you love yourself. But if you don't love yourself, and I know you don't love yourself because of the way that you treat yourself and the way that you allow other people to treat you. You see, when you love yourself, you don't allow people to dump on you. See, when you love yourself, you don't dump on yourself. You don't say, oh, man, I'm stupid, I'm dumb. Damn, I can't believe I did that. Man, I'm a freaking idiot. I keep making the same mistake over and over again. And so you just beat yourself up. And because you're focusing on the mistake, you continue to do the mistake. Consciousness is my sins has moved away from me as far as the east is from the west. You keep making it and you keep ignoring it. That's Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness, my anointed brother, Christ consciousness, my beautiful sister, is the ability to see your flaws. And in your flaws, you see what Christ told Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. Because, see, Christ knows something that you don't. Christ knows that your flaws are not you. That's what it says in the book of Romans. It says that with my mind, I serve the devil. With my body, I serve the devil. With my mind or with my heart, I serve God. That's what it says in Romans. What is, I have it in my book, I Am Too Human. I want to say it's Romans 7:18, somewhere in there. Don't believe me? Read it. Triple day to read it. So what is that saying? That's saying that during this series that starts either Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or it may not even start at all. It depends on you. Because, again, I'm at the place where I want you to be, but maybe you got a different way of learning from the way that I'm sharing and the way that I'm teaching. And so what does that mean? That means that, again, I cannot cast my pearls among swine, not calling you swine, meaning, if I go to a house and they don't receive me, I got to take the dust off my feet. Meaning, I can no longer try. This is my, again, as I found out, a few days ago, that I can no longer cast my pearls or I can no longer live in an environment where there's no space for me. Because the people, now remember, this is Christ consciousness, to be in Christ consciousness, you must be in love. That's Christ consciousness. So I'm going to ask you the question. My brother, my sister, are you in love? If you're not in love, you're not in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you don't have Christ consciousness. You're not a part of the messianic administration. Oscillate or vibrate on another dimension. So the way that you leave this dimension is to vibrate in another dimension. Love is not on this planet. Don't believe me? Walk outside. Just walk outside and wave at your neighbor. Watch how they look at you. Just try it. Don't believe me? Get in your car. Go to a restaurant. Pull up there and see if the person says, hi, how can I help you authentically? See if they are happy to see you. Look at the smile on their face. Customer service doesn't exist no more. It used to, but it doesn't exist on the planet. Love is not on this planet. That's why Yahushua came, said light, love, came and perceived it not. So how do I know that I don't even have it, but I'm aspiring to get it? Because I just read 1 John 4:20. And let's read it as we get ready to close, 1 John 4:19. Again, this is an introduction to the series that was, I was scheduled to start on Wednesday, that I probably end up moving it back to give people a little bit more time. Again, just depending on the response. Hey, never know. We may end up starting on Wednesday, which is the 28th. If not, we'll shoot for October the 1st. If I don't get the desired number of participants by October the 1st, then hey, I got the book already written. I know what needs to be done, so that means that you don't need it, which is great. That means that that's less stuff that I got to do. If there is a need for it, then you guys email me at masterteacher33.com and let me know, hey, Doc, I'm interested in taking this class and picking up your book on Christ consciousness. So that way I know to keep the class on the book. If not, I'm going to go on to the next subject. So So I'm not going to waste time teaching things that people are not interested in. That's casting my pearls among swine, meaning that's wasting my time. That's how I don't love myself. When I want so much for you that you don't even want it for yourself, then I'm the idiot. So I'm not going to be an idiot no more, meaning I'm not going to waste, nor should you, because that's disrespecting yourself. That's how you show you don't love yourself. I know you don't love you if you allow somebody outside of you to manipulate you. You can't love yourself if you allow yourself to be belittled, to be made a fool of. Now, you may be thinking, well, Doc, you know what? How? No, I'm not. Make sure you hear what I'm saying. When you love somebody unconditionally, that is not being made a fool of. What I am talking about is you trying to do something for somebody that they can do for themselves when they don't want you to do for. There's no space for you. They don't want you in their life, and you keep trying to intrude. How do you know? How do you know that you're an intruder? How do you know that you are doing more for someone than they are doing for themselves, because you don't get nothing back? Now, I'm not talking about stuff. That's the results of thoughts. Because, see, your thoughts lead to your emotions, and your emotion leads to your actions. You see, the reason I know, how do I know that somebody loves me? Because they're thinking about me. How do I know they're thinking about me? Number one, I can feel it. I got discernment. Some people don't. So let's say you don't have the feeling of discernment. Well, if someone is thinking about you, then that means they have emotions about you. And if they have emotions about you, that means they have an energy, an entity that makes them move towards you. So look at their actions. Are their actions taking them in a direction of you to do things for you? Now, I can say that I love you because talk is cheap. But actions? Actions is expensive. See, it costs me money to do things for you. It costs me money to buy flowers. It costs me money to pick up the phone and call you because I got to pay the bill. It costs me money to get in my car and drive to come see you. It costs me money to do things, but it don't cost me jack to talk things. So talk is cheap. But action? Yeah, action is expensive. So I can tell if you love yourself, because you say, man, I love myself, Brother Will. You don't understand, man. Why are you smoking a cigarette? And you know you're drinking alcohol. You're watching Love and Hip Hop or some other show that has no vested interest or no value in it. You ain't been to the gym in a year, but you love yourself. Oh yeah, you with some dude that talk to you like trash, slap you around, beat you, but you love yourself. Oh yeah, and you love God. Go to church every Sunday. Sit on the front row. Turn over every chair every Sunday. But you hate yourself, but you love God. Well, I got a problem, because see, God got a problem with that, because God says in 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. So you don't like white people, but you love God. Oh, no. Well, you don't like black people. You know, only black lives matter, or only white lives matter, all this other bullshitness that they're distraction for you. Spirit matters. That's the only thing that matters. Spirit. Nothing else matters but spirit. Spirit is love. Nothing matters but love. Nothing. Nothing else matters but love. Nothing. Nothing else matters but love. That's quantum physics. Nothing else matters, because love is the only thing that's eternal. Love is the only thing that has the same attributes of God. It's all-knowing, it's all-power, it's all-present. Do you know that when you are in love, that your ability to learn expands? Your ability to perceive expands? Your ability of awareness expands? Your consciousness expands? Do you know that when you are in love, oxytocin is released throughout your body, all throughout your body, from head to toe? Your body is flooded with dopamine and with oxytocin, and when you just by being in a state of love. And then if you get a hug from the person that your body is flooded. It just releases all of these good emotions, all of these good molecules, all of these good chemistries or chemicals, because you are a chemical. You are an electrical. You are a biological being. Just by being in love, you are being in God. Enemy knows that. That's why he will never, ever, ever allow you to fall. That's a misnomer, because it should be to elevate. You see, you fall in fear, but you elevate in love. So I don't want you, if you fell in love, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you got a counterfeit conversion. You got to elevate. So whatever you love, if it don't elevate you, it's not for you. Let me say that again. See, love elevates because it's a higher frequency. It's a higher vibration. That's quantum. You see, that's Christ consciousness. You see, that's what's in my book. You see, that's what I teach. I don't know all this other stuff that everybody says, oh, I've got to fall in love. That's the wrong thing. You see, brothers and sisters, you have to optimize. It's the optimization of one thing. It is the optimization of 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved. So since something loved us, we can love it. To the degree that it loves us is the degree that we love it. If anyone says, I love God but hates his brother, he's a liar. Why? It's impossible. The Bible says, verse 21, 1 John 4:21, and we have this commandment from him. Whoever loves God must love his brother as well. It's not an option, brothers. I love you. I don't know you. I never see you, but I love you. Why? Because you are a fellow sojourner. We are down here on this poop planet. We're all trying to figure it out together. I love you, and I've never seen you before in my life, and I love you. How do I know that I love you? Because I'm willing to take my time. I'm not getting paid to do this. I'm taking my time, and I'm giving you this for free. That's how I know I love you. So 1 John 4:21 says, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. You're my brother, you're my sister. Because if I do this, 1 John 5:1 tells me, everyone who believes that Jesus Christ, or Jesus is the Christ, is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father also loves the one born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. What is his commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. The second is just like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. So you will see all through Scripture, you see one thing that is illuminated. Love. So you got a problem with anything or with anyone, you have to get to a position where you can see love in that thing. I don't care what happens. I know it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. Somebody cut you off in traffic, cut you out. If you can't find the love in it, find love and amplify it. You have to be able to elevate it. You can't fall in love. You got to elevate in love. That is the introduction to Christ consciousness. Again, this 200-page book, 7-hour series, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and let me know if you're interested in being a part of this groundbreaking series. This is a part, and this is mandatory for everybody, for all the leadership team that's part of the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly, as we start moving in the direction of solidifying this worldwide international ministry. People like myself, Brother Zach, Brother Roman, Brother Jay Wealth, Brother Jasper, we are all leading and we're all coming together as men. So that way we can be an example for women, and we can show what true Christ consciousness is. So my brothers and my sisters, please join me for this life-changing series about Christ consciousness. We'll do another intro show tomorrow. Thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just